and for the time being none of that mattered. Here was another one he had killed. And if there was consolation to be had, it was this. Oi would be the last. Now he was alone again, except for Patrick, and Roland had an idea. Patrick was immune to the terrible germ the gunslinger carried. For he had never been Quartet to begin with. I only kill my family, Roland thought, stroking the dead Billy Bumbler. What hurt most was remembering how unpleasantly he had spoken to Oi the day before. If they wanted to go with her, they should have gone when they had that chance. Had he stayed because he knew that Roland wouldn't need him? That when push came down to shove, it was Eddie's phrase, of course, Patrick would fail? Why will he cast thy sad Hawkins eyes on me now? Because he had known it was to be his last day, and his dying would be hard? I think you knew both things, Roland said, and closed his eyes so he could feel the fur beneath his hands better. I'm so sorry I spoke to thee so. Would give the fingers on my good left hand if I could take the words back. So I would, everyone, say true. But here, as in the Keystone world, time only ran one way. Done was done. There would be no taking back. Roland would have said there was no anger left, that every bit of it had been burned away. But when he felt the tingling all over his skin and understood what it meant, he felt fresh fury rise in his heart, and he felt the coldness settle into his tired but still talented hands. Patrick was drawing him, sitting beneath the cottonwood just as if a brave little creature worth 10 of him, no, 100, hadn't died in that very tree, and for both of them. It's his way. Susanna spoke up calmly and gently from deep in his mind. It's all he has. Everything else has been taken from him. His home world, as well as his mother, and his tongue, and whatever brains he might once have had. He's mourning too, Roland. He's frightened too. This is the only way he has of soothing himself.